morning's regular September meeting for September 15th, 2020 at 9 a.m. to order. May I have a roll call, please?
Sesich.
Present.
Ms. Flowers.
She will not be here.
Mr. Gangler.
Here.
He will not be here.
Ms. Gilmore.
Here.
Here.
Here. Here.
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Keppel.
Just really quickly, for those on the phone and for the recording and everything, we just wanted to, I didn't explain it as well, and we've learned more about it since Committee of the Whole, but we've got gating on the microphones because of the speakers in the room and because of the echo that can happen in here. So whereas before, you could move around a little bit with your microphone and still get picked up, and here, just think of it kind of as a cone that comes out from the microphone when you're speaking, and you can kind of hear yourself in the background. Just want to make sure that we have a good recording for Debbie, and then also that we do have several people on the line today. So I just wanted to update. We've been testing it the last couple days to improve the quality from Committee of the Whole.
And important to clearly enunciate as well.
Yes.
With the mask especially. Thank you. I have a motion to approve the agenda with items 3 and 4 under 11B being swapped. Motion by...
Second.
By Prochaska. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Special recognition. Public comment. You just say your name for the record and you have 5 minutes. And just stand right in front, right there. Yep.
Todd Millern, Yorkville. Compliments to Mr. Smiley and his crew for the setup here. I actually like it better than the current boardroom. And not only that, but this old roughneck has a little bit of a hearing loss in both ears from loud motors. I can actually hear very well in here and hear the board meeting. So anyway, looks like a good setup, and thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? May I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Prochaska. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Claims.
Sorry, roll call. Because of claims.
That's right.
Get excited though.
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
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 All ayes. Thank you. Old business? New business? First thing, may I have a motion to approve resolution declaring September National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month in Kendall County?
Second.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Gilmore. Wanted to read something quickly, a quote that I thought was applicable. I just saw it this week. I am now the most miserable man living. If what I feel equally distributed to the whole human family, there would not be one cheerful face on earth. Whether I shall ever be better, I cannot tell. I awfully forebode I shall not. To remain as I am is impossible. I must die or be better, it appears to me. That was said by Abraham Lincoln, one of the people that you know, arguably had one of the most influential people in American history, certainly world history as well, and he suffered from depression. So, you know, I think that the key here is to just don't assume by looking at someone that they're in a great place, that you know, that they're not suffering from something themselves, and you know, ask how they're doing, reach out to people, especially in a time like this during a pandemic, where a lot of people have been sheltering in place or maybe haven't had, you know, contact. I think it's more important than ever to reach out to our friends and family and relatives and neighbors just to check in on them. And so thank you for your vote on this here today. I think it's very important. Can I have a roll call on that?
Mr. Angler?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you. May I have a motion to approve a resolution establishing Constitution Week 2020?
So moved.
Motion by Hendricks.
Second.
Seconded by Gilmore. Scott, what is the exact date on the week? See, September 17th, 2020. So we're just shy of the 233rd anniversary of the drafting of the Constitution. So it will designate September 17th through 23rd as Constitution Week here in Kendall County. Can I have a roll call now?
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
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 All ayes, thank you. Elected official report and other department reports. Sheriff. No, no, thank you. County clerk and recorder.
Revenue report is in the packet. If anybody has any questions about anything, I'd be more than happy to answer.
Thank you. Treasurer. Clerk of the court. State's attorney. Thank you. Coroner. Health department. I saw Rand walk in.
Just a few things here.
Oh. Watch your step coming down.
See the flow of traffic and try to really understand as we start to prepare for our COVID vaccine and kind of just get everything lined up. And so we're going to go ahead and have that. It's going to be only for county employees. We're going to do that on September 28th from 10 a.m. to 2. And Scott, I'll get this flyer to you. It also has a link on there for all of the insurance forms and or anything we need to fill out for the flu. So that'll be good just to have this for all the staff here. And then we'll also do, we're going to do our employees following that just so that we can make sure to get more numbers and really count the throughput and see how we're doing it, how staffing is going and everything. And then also for the flu, the county level metrics, we're looking good. Right now our test positivity rate is back down at 6. So we've seen it go from 6.8, 5.7, 5.1, 6.7 up to 6. So we're doing good. Our region 2, 6.5. And our average cases for the last week has been about 18. The last 2 weeks, it's been about 11. So a little bit less a couple weeks ago. So steady, but it's still out there. We're still fighting it. And really working tightly with the schools and daycare centers right now. That's where we're seeing a few outbreaks. And so just making sure we're keeping all the children safe and staff throughout the county. Any questions?
Thanks, Ryan. Okay. Appreciate it. Supervisor of Assessments, Andy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'll be publishing assessments on Thursday. They'll be in the Kendall County Record and also on the website. So the final filing date will be October 19th. I've got 43,531 change notices going out. We've got a little over $54.3 million in new construction, and
can you say those numbers? Say that again. They're closer to the microphone.
Oh, so we can pick up. $54.3 million new construction, and then the total EAV right now is a little more than $3.9 billion. So it's up 4.65 from last year.
Where are you seeing the new construction? Is it the usual hot spots?
Yes.
Oswego, Yorkville.
Yeah, and there's quite a bit going on in Plano now. They're filling up Churchill and also Lakewood.
Okay.
So yeah, that's pretty much. Now in Oswego, there's a couple of new apartment complexes, both in the village of Oswego and Montgomery, and that's added quite a bit to that as well. Give me an idea. Last year, for the whole year, going through border review and everything, we had 49.6 million in new construction. So we're up quite a bit, and there's still going to be some coming through border review, as well. So should be a good year for that. All right, have a good one.
All right. Standing committee reports. Highway. Fran, are we set with all three of these? We're not?
One and two can get scratched.
Okay. I'm going to remove one and two from the agenda. So item three, we have a motion from the agreement between State of Illinois and Kendall County pertaining to the construction and maintenance of the intersection of Illinois Route 71 and Elmaine Road. Motion by Sessage, okay. Seconded by Prochaska. Randy, you want to talk about what this is?
Rand Kloss, County Engineer. This is an agreement for the construction and maintenance of the intersection of Eldemain Road and Route 71. So it entails construction of traffic signals and turn lanes, and then the maintenance going forward. I am going to comment just briefly on this because it seems like the state, IDOT is, with COVID, is even a little bit more dysfunctional than they normally are. And we've been going back and forth with them trying to perfect this document. And it isn't perfect because they would like to send it down to their Office of Chief Counsel, which would take likely many months to make any of the requested changes that the state's attorney had made. And I won't speak for Eric, but I think most of the changes they wanted were fairly minor. And I have a pretty good comfort level with this document because it's almost identical to the agreement that we have at the intersection of Route 126 and Ridge Road. So we do have precedent for this exact type of agreement. The wording is nearly exactly the same, and I am comfortable with presenting this to the board this morning in its form, even though it may be slightly imperfect, as we all are.
Well said. Ms. Sessage.
A question for Eric, I guess, from that standpoint. If we agree and pass this today and it changes slightly, is that fine or do we have to come back?
What Fran's proposing, and it's correct, there's some minor changes. Okay. Things we've talked about. It's a comfort level at the board level. It's a recommendation from your county engineer as to what he's comfortable with going forward. We would not be sending it down for their council to review proposed changes if you approve it today.
Okay.
The other option is to wait, send it down, and see, as Fran mentioned, it could be a week before you get back, it could be 6 months before you get back.
Right.
That's an issue we both don't know, and I don't think they know at this point how long it would take. But this would not be, it would be approving the agreement as it currently stands.
Okay.
Submitted by IDOT, which is fairly close to Fran's, I can even dispute what Fran said. There are a few minor modifications we're looking for.
When you say minor modifications, is it just wording, verbiage? I mean, what?
It's some protections for us. Obviously, it's a long-term document. It's not something you're going to be dealing with for just the construction period. It's obviously in perpetuity, for in essence. So there's some little things.
Okay.
They're not earth-shattering. They're not things that I'm waving a red flag going, hey, you need to stop the process right now. But in our due diligence, obviously, we want to make sure you have all that information.
Okay.
So and then it's just an educated decision on which way you want to go.
Thank you. Thanks, Fran.
Roll call.
Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks? Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
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 All ayes. Motion carries. Thank you. Thanks, Fran. Planning, Building, and Zoning, Mr. Prochaska.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for the approval of petition 1939, a request from John Deliger on behalf of Hansel Ridge LLC, owner at the time of application submittal, and Jason Shelley on behalf of GoPro Ball LLC, current owner, and James and Denise Mafio on behalf of Four Seasons Storage, current owner, for a map amendments rezoning 4.01 acres plus or minus to B3 Highway Business District and granting a special use permits for an outdoor storage facility and a self-storage facility, and a map amendment rezoning 4.6 acres to B2 General Business District for northeastern portion of parcel located at the northwest corner of Route 52 and County Line Road, also known as 195 Route 52 in Seward Township.
Second.
Kellogg, I'm used to Member Davidson reading those long ones off.
Chairman, this request did go through the process. Their ZPAC recommended approval and unanimously. Two members were absent. There was no dissension at the Kendall County Regional Plan Commission. ZBA offered approval with conditions 7-0. Seward Township Planning Commission recommended approval. Seward Township recommended approval. Village of Shoreward filed no formal objection. Troy Fire Protection District filed no formal objection, and PBZ Committee recommended approval.
Thank you. Mr. Keppel, did you have anything you wanted to add?
I have nothing to add, and Matt Osselmeyer is here if there's further questions.
Oh, he is here. I didn't see you behind the screen. And Mr. Kramer, are you here for this petition? Did you have anything you would like to add?
Sometimes attorneys should be quiet.
You recognized him with his mask on.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard to recognize. Any questions? Roll call.
Hendricks? Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
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 Yes. Motion carries. All ayes. Thank you.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for the approval of Petition 2015, a request from Jason Shelley on behalf of GoPro Ball LLC and James and Denise Mafio on behalf of Four Seasons Storage LLC for approval of a preliminary and final plats for the GoPro Sports subdivision and exception to Section 7.03.A.7C of the subdivision control ordinance pertaining to soil maps and surveys, the northern 18.7 acres of 195 Route 52 in Seward Township.
Second.
Prochaska, seconded by Kellogg. Mr. Prochaska.
Mr. Chairman, again, this had approval from ZPAC, Kendall County Regional Plan Commission, Seward Township Planning Commission, and Seward Township had no comments. Village of Shorewood had no comments. Troy Fire Protection District did request additional information, and the petitioner responded. No additional comments after the response, and PBZ committee recommended approval.
Thank you. Any questions on this one? Roll call.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries. All ayes.
Make a motion for the approval of Petition 2014, a request from the Kendall County Regional Plan Commission for text amendments to the Kendall County Zoning Ordinance pertaining to the removal of typographical errors, confusing and conflicting language, and related updates as outlined in the packet.
Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Kellogg. Mr. Prochaska.
Mr. Chairman, this item was discussed at the Kendall County Committee of the Whole. With the changes made at that meeting, that is what is before us right now. Just a reminder that ZPAC recommended approval, Regional Plan Commission recommended approval, ZBA recommended approval. There was no formal objections from any of the townships, and the PBZ committee also recommended approval.
Thank you. Any questions on this one? Roll call.
Yes.
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 Motion carries. All ayes. Thank you.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for the approval of Petition 2021, a request from the Kendall County Planning, Building, and Zoning Committee for an amendment to the fee schedule of the Kendall County Planning and Building and Zoning Department pertaining to the building permit fees of solar panels and the conditional use permit fees for beekeeping.
Second.
Prochaska, seconded by Hendricks. Any discussion?
Chairman.
Mr. Prochaska.
Mr. Chairman, this motion moves a lot of, due to the motion we just had passed, this moves... puts the fees that we had removed from the Kendall County zoning ordinance back into our own internal schedules. The only major change, though, is the proposed fee for the conditional use permits for beekeeping would be the $100, the same as other conditional use permits, and the annual renewal has been dropped. So in the past, if you wanted to keep residential bees, you would have to do an annual renewal. That is not the case anymore.
Okay, great. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Kellogg? Yes. Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Motion carries. All ayes. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Prochaska. Facilities, Mr. Kellogg.
Make the motion to approve a 3-year seasonal snow plowing and salt contract with Winninger Excavating Inc. with 1-year extensions in the amount of $39,500 per year for year one and year two, $41,500 for year three, $41,500 per year for optional year four, and $41,500 for optional year five.
Second.
Second.
Kellogg, seconded by Hendricks.
Bid this out. We only got one bid. It's the company that's been doing it for us in the past. They actually lowered the amount for year one and two is $2,000 less than our previous contract, and then in the three and the optional years, it goes back to the amount we're currently paying. It's a seasonal contract, and Mr. Smiley mentioned they've been doing a very good job and attentive to our needs when it snows.
Hard to think that way right now, but
I know.
We'll be glad once it does. Any other comments? Ms. Hendricks.
I just wanted to, because we're in budget season, so people are really paying attention a lot to the spending, particularly right now. And I just wanted to point out that this works out pretty well for us just in sheer salt costs. And I'm not sure that everybody's aware of that, but, you know, salt is not cheap to spread. And these contracts, where it includes the salting, actually saves the county a lot of money in the years when we have a lot of snow. So if you're looking at the budget and you're wondering about this dollar amount, please price salt first.
Smiley, you're looking at me as though you might have a comment.
Yeah, I just reiterate the same thing, that generally our winters are warmer, but that is actually kind of bad news because we have more ice. So we do need more salting, and this does include the salting. So, of course, it's dependent on weather, but averaging out, I'd say we're about even with the seasonal pricing, and it's a lot easier, you know, on us for getting it done. So,
okay, thanks, Jim. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Motion carries. All ayes. Thank you. Admin HR, Mr. Prochaska.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for the approval of a Nutanix hyper-coverage system not to exceed $135,819.02.
Motion by Prochaska.
Second.
Seconded by Sesich. Mr. Keppel, did you want to talk about this?
Matt Kinsey's here. He can probably explain it a little bit better. But we need to essentially replace our aging storage system. It causes some speed and other problems. We've put it off for as long as we could. This project is in budget.
Hi, good morning.
So the current situation with the sand storage is that we're using hardware that's technically from 2005, so we're way behind the power curve.
15-year-old hardware? Is that
15-year-old hardware in some instances.
Can you speak a little bit closer to
that? We've built the infrastructure consistently, tacking on year after year, to the point where we're just buying massive amounts of storage for around $40,000 a pop. In regards to the sands. So we're looking to compress that and put in a infrastructure that's more resilient and more cost-effective to the county going forward.
Thank you. Go ahead. Do you have a question? You're asking one with your eyes. Okay. Oh, Ms. Sesich.
Matt, so the amount on this is a little over $135,000. Is this just the one time? Is this...
It's a one-time in regards to the hardware. We have the ability to grow it out. So the wonderful thing about their nodes is that with the hardware that we're talking about, if we need to grow it, we can use the current infrastructure and then tag on a piece of equipment that's more current gen, and they'll all work together. Mm-hmm. The licensing bit is kind of in reference to the way we do business with Cisco. If we want the premium support, you will pay in 3 years in regards to that, but the hardware will still be usable even if we don't renew the
Even when you upgrade softwares and things like that, the hardware?
Yeah, everything will be compliant as far in that regards. It also be alleviate a lot of the headaches, especially with DevNet, because they require a lot more speed than what we have right now.
So will this be obsolete in a few years, or
do we
get 15 years? Or
we'll get 15 years,
okay.
20 if we're nice.
Mr. Keppel, is this in our capital budget for this year or next year?
Yeah, this project is in budget. We've been working on it for a while. And then just another quick side note, the use of storage by employees goes up every year almost exponentially, and unfortunately, because we're county government and the Records Retention Act, Open Meetings Act, and Freedom of Information Act, we have to keep things for a very long time. So this is just one of those where we can't say we'll keep what we have or buy smaller and just delete a bunch of stuff. We're just not allowed to do that. So we're doing our best to stay legal and have a system that works quickly enough so that people can do their job, and then also we can safely retain the data into the future.
Say for a very long time, does that mean 7 years or how long?
It depends. I hate to say that. Some things we can keep for a relatively short amount of time. Some things we need to keep almost forever. Jackie's still here. And land records that Debbie has to keep, some of those things we need to keep forever. So It really depends. 7 is our average number that we throw out there, because when you look at the Records Act, that's a pretty common one. But there's also things planning, building, and zoning-wise where it's good to have a history. If something does happen and you're talking about this house was built in 1985, now there's some stormwater problems, what changes have happened over the years. So there's certain departments where there's value in keeping things for even longer. So we have to weigh that as best we can, and with retention, and then finding a spot to save it that's not super expensive or super fast. But this is, it's the nature of the beast, one of those things we have to be able to keep records.
Okay, great. Thank you.
How much does going to the cloud save us on space?
Some things do. We moved our email to the cloud. Certain things, though, it is better to keep on site because of the servers. The Tyler system, for instance, is here. We moved GIS to the cloud, but that's really outside the general fund and the scope of this. So we look to do that. We look to do some of our backups there. But by and large, sheriff's things, other things like that, we really do need to keep on our servers here and have a way to back them up. And Matt's working even in the future to have a better off-site backup in case there is a disaster. But we don't like to talk in open session as much about our disaster planning, but we are definitely doing that as well, and this will be an important cog in that machine.
Thank you. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Motion carries. All ayes. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for the approval of an employee handbook update with the county administrator having direct oversight over department heads.
Baska, seconded by Hendricks. Any questions on this? Roll call.
Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Ryder?
Yes.
Ms.
Yes.
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 Carries. All ayes. Thank you.
Make a motion for the approval of a resolution requiring employees and visitors to wear masks while in common areas of any Kendall County building.
Second.
Baska, seconded by Hendricks. Discussion? Mr. Keppel.
There was some discussion at COW about possibly changing the name of this resolution, and I just wanted to bring up that there was discussion about that, and I didn't know if that, if you wish to continue it today, but I wanted to bring it up.
Mr. Kellogg?
I just would like to, I don't know how to amend it, but the courthouse is overseen by the presiding judge and the public safety center by our sheriff, and we don't really have jurisdiction to tell them what to do. This is a resolution with no penalty behind it, so I don't know whether people want to make it clear to those two officials that we're not stepping on their toes.
Mr. Keppel.
I would possibly recommend a resolution requiring employees and visitors to wear masks and follow posted COVID-19 safety guidelines while in the Kendall County Office Building, Historic Courthouse, and Highway Department buildings.
I'll make that motion.
At the amendment?
By Kellogg.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Sasich to amend the resolution as outlined by Mr. Keppel. Mr. Kellogg.
And one other discussion we had was that, especially for the Highway Department, if social distancing is attainable, that the mask requirement isn't put in place there because of employees working with especially flammable things out in the maintenance area, torches, things where a cloth mask could be a hazard. And if they have offices that are separated by walls and doors, that it would also create the social distancing. It'd be just for public when they come in, they'd be asking them to wear it.
A couple of you had a comment on that.
I just highlighted the section that says that it's the mask requirement is when unable to maintain a social distance. So it's really recommended in hallways and other areas because you're likely to run into someone. But if you're working in a space like Mr. Kellogg mentioned, or if you're in your office and you can maintain that social distance, that's the way that we've attempted to word it here.
Well,
on the amendment.
Mr.
Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
No. Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. 7-1. Thank you. The amendment carries. Now to the motion with the amendment.
Yes.
Kellogg? Mr. Prochaska? Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
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 Yes. Motion carries. All ayes. Thank you. Special committee reports. Other business? Chairman's report? Public comment? Just say your name for the record and you have 5 minutes.
Todd Miller in Yorkville, just some observations. I'm glad to see the $100 waived for the bees. That's something that we should encourage more of. They're under threat, seems like. You keep hearing about hives and, you know, dying all the time. So anything we can encourage to help pollination and beekeeping, I think, is a good thing. As you know, I'm all about transparency, so it's good to see that the county administrator and his technology department's thinking ahead for the storage capability and complying with FOIA. And those are the two things I just wanted to share and say thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Questions from the press?
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any need for executive session?
No questions.
There is a need for executive session. What do you think? You want to do it now or after Forest Preserve? How long do you think it'll be?
It's up to you.
We'll just do it now. Have a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of
collective negotiating matters between the public body and its employees or their representatives, or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees. C2.
Message.
Second.
Ricks. Roll call. Yes.
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 Yes. Motion carries, all ayes. Thank you. We are back in regular session. Scott, are you up? Mr. Weiss, we found what appears to be a recording device during the executive session. Where do we go from here?
Yep. We're back in open session from the executive session for the county board for those on the phone. Thank you.
Gangler, perhaps you'd like to, Mr. Gangler, Mr. Greider, perhaps you'd like to mention that we're pausing for a moment for the recording.
We're pausing momentarily for those on the that are online.
I can mute the mic whenever if you want me to mute the mic.
I'm just telling you that that's what it's silence.
Okay.
Because we're pausing momentarily.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I thought you literally wanted me to pause.
Is he here? Yeah, please.
Oh,
sorry. We thought you were getting him.
I would have went. I thought that's what.
How long are we in? 40 minutes. Mr. Wyman, we happened to find what appears to be a recording of an active recording of our executive session. Could you review your tape recording?
That was a mistake, Mr. Grant. I'm trying to keep it away from my computer.
Okay.
Because it feeds back. It was not intentional.
Okay. So we had about a 30-minute executive session that's on there right now.
Well, I'm going to erase it right now. Would you like to come on? Would you like me to bring it up there so you can see it?
Mr. Keppel, will you? Yeah, bring it up here if you can bring it up here.
Without looking at it?
You can bring it up here, Jim.
We did rewind it to see.
Senators.
Chairman, in the future, since we're all adjusting to these new situations, can we have everyone remove all of their personal belongings? Should we have the need for executive session?
Hey, Jim, before you leave, can you just, we're going to go back in, so can you just grab whatever you have and take it with you?
Can you hear me better now? Can you hear me better now?
I can't
it's
now.
Not, it's like it's not working all of a sudden.
No, we're going to call him again. Scott said it seemed
la,
to work.
La, la, la.
What about the computer, Jim?
And the bag.
We just can't see from here and... I don't know what's recording and what's not. Is there a bag too, Jim? Sorry. Is there a bag? Hey, Jim?
Pat, why don't you grab that stuff for him?
I appreciate that, Jim. We just got to be cautious now. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you're going to hear about that later.
Well, yeah.
Well, then he has to make a motion again, right?
Motion to go back into executive session for
so
the
moved.
Purpose of?
So moved.
Motion by Sesich, second by Prochaska. Roll call.
Doug? Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
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 All eyes? All right, we are back in session, and Ms. Vickers would like to give an update on the census.
So the enumerating ends on September 30th, but we have made some good progress. For Kendall County, our self-response rate, that's where people either mail in the form or respond online, we're at 81.5%.
Nice.
And just so you know, in 2010, we finished completely with all enumeration at 83%. So we're on track to do better than we did 10 years ago as far as reaching households. So that's really exciting. We're in third place state of the counties statewide. Monroe's at 82.2. McHenry's 81.6.
Wait, say that again.
Monroe, 82.2. McHenry, 81.6.
And Kendall. Still.
But that is only for self-response. So We could be a lot better based on the doors they've knocked. The enumerators have hit. They have, as a state, 94.7% of all households have been enumerated, which is actually also really good. Puts us up there fairly high. I can't get numbers for how many of ours have been enumerated in person online, but the Oswego office covers Kendall, DuPage, and Will, and they have completed 87.4% of their workload. So that's the ones that didn't self-respond. So they're continuing to get to a lot of doors. So hopefully we'll be in the high 80s when we're all done.
Great.
So. Well,
thanks for all that you and the commission are doing on that. And we've got some ads that are going out this week that should be starting, or should have started yesterday, I think.
And we have we have some grant money left. So you have an email from Mayor. We have some things to talk about on a final last push to get our tracks where our response has been low to try and get some of those houses.
Great. Thank you.
Thank
you. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Prochaska. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.